Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beach Lane Presents here at Beach Lane, with compliments, of course, of Radio Karam. And this morning we have with us a new practitioner who will be coming and doing some magic at Beach Lane, whose name is Anuska Taylor. Good morning, Anuska.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me here.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Anuska, you and I were just chatting a little bit about the workshop that you'll be bringing to Beach Lane, which is called... We'll talk more in depth about it at the moment, but I just want to give the listeners a bit of a feel for the workshop, which is called Empowered Speaking.
Yes.
And that's going to be happening on the 14th of October.
Yes.
For a good couple of hours, is the workshop?
Yeah, 2.5 hours. I'm only working with a maximum of 12 people.
Yep.
So this is a very interactive workshop, and you've really got to come prepared to speak.
Right.
It's not a sit in the back and take notes kind of workshop. It's going to be I'll talk and I'll give some background, but really I want to work with as many people as possible that come, and I want to really help people find their optimal speaking voice, which is what it's all about. Most people don't even know what their optimal speaking voice is, and when you find it, it's just sort of opens up your freedom and your clarity, and it just gives your voice so much more power. So it's a really important place to understand how to speak from.
How difficult is it to find your optimal speaking voice from your experience?
I mean, there's sort of different elements to it, and there's certain exercises I would give people. I mean, let me think. it's not a difficult thing to find, but it does require some practice, and it does require that you do some exercises, some vocal exercises, and some and speaking exercises. But it's not difficult in the sense that I can take anyone of any age, any, you know, male or female, it doesn't matter how old you are. Or young, and it's more a commitment to working through some exercises every day.
Right.
And that's probably going to be the big difference for people.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just park that for a moment about the workshop.
Yeah.
I want to dip into your background, which is extremely interesting. What got you into this whole area of speaking and instruction?
Well, singing has been my sort of life's passion. So it started with singing, and I've been singing since I was really little. And but I actually was in the corporate world for a long time. And
in what field?
Well, when I was in England, I worked in advertising and marketing for a long time. So I saw a lot of people. I suppose now I look back and I reflect, and I think, you know, even then, a lot of people just didn't really know how to use their voice, and people can be in very senior positions and they sort of get away with it, I guess, because no one probably dares ever say
That's
anything
right.
to them. So I worked in marketing and advertising for a long time in sort of project management type position, which has actually kind of really helped me in running my business now. And then it's probably only in the last sort of 10 years I started to get more into the sort of teaching side of the voice. And really the speaking voice is just a part of the singing voice. It's just the lower part of the singing voice. And people think my singing voice is just this voice over here and I can't sing. And my speaking voice is kind of over here. But your speaking voice is the same thing. It's just the lower part. And so it made sense for me to start to kind of work with people on their speaking voice. Because it's all the same voice.
You did some intensive training while you were overseas, I think.
So, yeah, I mean, I go to conferences, international conferences and workshops and things all the time. I'm also continually educating myself. I go through an annual accreditation process every year. So it's
an
just
never-ending.
An
annual accreditation process?
Yes. So as a voice instructor, I go...
I know that happens with accountants and with lawyers and so on. I didn't realise that happened with singing.
Well, yes. I mean, so I'm part of a global kind of vocal network of teachers, and so we have an annual training program, depending on our level. And we have a conference every year, and next year I'm going to be in Edinburgh for the international conference. So this is really, I mean, it's absolutely critical, because vocal science and vocal research is sort of changing all the time, and so it keeps me up to date with what's going on, so I can then share that with my students.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you trained overseas, and then you've been out here. You came out here, I think, 10 years ago. Is that right?
Yes. I can't believe 10 years in November.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you've been in this field all this time since you've been back from London?
Pretty much, yes. I think the first year, when I first came here, because I didn't know how long I was going to be here originally, so I was just travelling as much as I could. And then when I realised I was going to stay, then I sort of stopped the crazy travelling that I was doing in the first 12 months.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So as well as the being a vocal instructor, I think, Anuska, you were sharing with me you're doing a couple of other interesting things, including a production on Chapel on Chapel. Tell us a bit about that. That's coming up for you soon, in a few months, I think.
Yes. So one of my biggest influences as a singer is Eva Cassidy, and I have always loved her music. And as a singer, she's just incredible. Well, she's not alive, sadly, anymore, but incredible voice, incredible talent. And my singing teacher in London actually got me into her in the first place. And so all credit to her. So I'm actually doing a musical tribute show to her on the 2nd and 3rd of November at Chapel of Chapel. And I've got an 8-piece band. And we're just really bringing her music to life. This is the third time now I'm doing this show, but every time it's slightly different.
And you were saying you're basically organising everything. You're wearing multiple hats for this?
I'm doing everything.
Yes. As well as performing?
As well as performing. So I am creative director, publicist, venue coordinator.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, but I really enjoy it. And, well, you have to, really. Otherwise you wouldn't do it.
Now, as well as that, you've got, I've got a note here, you've got an interesting evening presentation at a networking group called Business in Heels.
Yes.
Business in Heels.
Business in Heels.
That's for women only, I assume.
Yes. I mean, you could wear a wig and put your heels on, but if you want to.
If you wanted to. I'll give that a pass.
Try and turn up. Yes. So I'm talking there on the 20th of September, and it's an evening event. And I'm going to be talking about the speaking voice. And this is a room full of women that are entrepreneurs and women in leadership and business. I'm one of many speakers, and it's going to be a sort of taster for the workshop.
Fantastic.
In October.
Yep.
So
that will precede the workshop, and the workshop is scheduled for the 14th of October?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Now, to book for the workshop, Anuska, where can people go?
So they can go to your website.
Which is beachlane.co.
.co, yes. Or my website, which is Anuska Taylor, which is A-N-O-U-S-K-A, Taylor with a Y, .com.
Okay.
And there's an events page on there. I also work with people privately, so if you think, I like the sound of this, but I don't want to stand up in front of a group of 10 people, I do work with people privately, so if people are sort of thinking it's something of interest, feel free to give me a call. I'm happy to have a chat and see what might be best for that person.
Well, I think the research says that people fear the worst. The one thing they fear most, apart from death, is actually public speaking.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. It's crazy, isn't it? But it's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in 2.5 hours, what can people expect? Give us a bit of a teaser there in terms of what we can expect in 2.5 hours.
So you, I would hope, would leave with a much greater awareness and understanding of your voice. I don't think people really have a clue about their speaking voice. I don't think people think about it until they lose their voice. Most people just think, this is just the way I speak, and that's just the way it is. So a greater awareness, really looking at why you've got the limitations you have with your voice, and that might be, I can't project, my voice is really weak, my voice gets tired. Or the opposite, I really have to strain and push my voice to be heard. And then looking at, really then from that, I would work with individuals to sort of try and sort of start to get this optimal speaking voice going in each person. But it's going to look very different with each person. It's not a do this, do this, do this. Depending on your age and your gender, your vocal usage, it's going to be different.
And in the 2.5 hours, people that come along can expect to actually do some work. They're not just being talked. It's not a presentation. It's not being talked at.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So I will go through some things, but it's going to be very interactive. I'll be taking people through some warm-up exercises, which all people should be doing, whether they're speaking or singing. Mm. And I will take people through some sort of some basic exercises in terms of how to start to find the optimal speaking pitch, which is the starting point.
Yep.
And then I'll get people up and get them to sort of read something, ideally something that they bring that they're familiar with, or I can give you something to read, where we can start to kind of incorporate all the different aspects of the optimal speaking voice. But it is an introductory course. You're not going to leave the workshop, you know,
having found your optimal voice necessarily.
Not necessarily, but it will start to awaken something in you, and you will go away with some exercises and some ways of thinking about your voice.
Fantastic.
But it is an introductory course.
All right. Yeah. So the workshop is scheduled for the 14th of October, 2 to 4:30 p.m. here at Beach Lane.
Yeah.
It'll be in the studio upstairs for those of you that aren't familiar with the venue.
Yes.
And again, bookings can be done at beachlane.co on the events page or on your site, Anuska, which is, give us that again.
AnuskaTaylor.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Anuska Vocals. But you still need to get the Anuska spelled correctly.
Which is A-N-O-U-S-K-A.
Yes.
Taylor with a Y.
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Anuska, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for sharing the insights into the workshop.
And, thank you very much.
We look forward to seeing you here again.
Thank you.
George McHale again at Beach Lane. Beach Lane Presents. Thank you to Radio Karam, and have a wonderful weekend. Talk soon. Bye for now.